Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Garrett Bush joins us on the show. Hello, Garrett.
What's going on, Ken?
One part of the tailgate show here on The Fan. Garrett, we have a clip here of Spiro Dedis that we're going to play for you here momentarily, because it was basically a bombshell yesterday from him to Bull and Fox, because Spiro Dedis and Adam Archuleta will have the call on TV on CBS. Of course, we'll have the call right here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. But this is Spiro Dedis. I want you to hear this clip, and then I got a question for you. Go ahead.
We asked Baker about his rib injury and what it feels like, and you know, we said, is it any better? And he kind of paused and he said, you know, to be honest with you, it's not better, but it's just something I'm going to have to deal with. He says it affects him on his follow through. So, you know, again, we know how difficult it is, guys, to play quarterback in the NFL when you're healthy and feeling good. Now you suddenly throw that into the mix, and that just makes his job that much more challenging. And it seems like, at least at this point, it's going to be an injury that he's going to have to deal with, at least here for the next couple of weeks. But, you know, in this league, as you guys know, no one feels sorry for you, and they're just going to have to put all that stuff aside and try to win a game.
You hear that. Do you think Baker Mayfield should play on Sunday?
If he can't play effectively, no, and that shouldn't be put in his hands. You know, no player should have that, burden of, you know, making the right decision on that, because players are delusional. Even, you know, if you put that in any player's hands, they're going to automatically say, sure, I'm ready to go out here and play. But they'll do that at the peril of themselves. They'll do it at the peril of the team, and they'll do it because they'll do it 10 out of 10 times, because that's just the way every football player is wired, unless you know that right now. So that's a decision Kevin Stefanski is going to have to make. And that's one of the reasons, the league came out with the concussion protocols and all those things, because if you remember back to that, they had to come out with independent, you know, people to verify whether or not you were okay to go back in games, because people were just putting themselves back in and they didn't know where they were at. So if he cannot, do his job, or he can't do it in to the best of his ability, and he's hurting the team, then no, he shouldn't play.
All right, Garrett, with that said, this is a young head coach who has to make this decision. He might have considered himself duped last week by Baker and Baker's toughness, and then Baker wanted to play. We saw how it worked out. And he's not stupid. He knows what's out there when it comes to the Baker criticism all over the place. It sometimes makes its way into a facility. So should he use any of what Case Keenum could do and the narrative that Case Keenum could create if he plays really well? Should he allow that to factor in at all?
No. You gotta base it strictly on what your quarterback can do. So if you know he's compromised, and you know the way he looked last week, and you know that you are now 4-2, you don't want to put the rest of your team at peril. Because one of the things that you don't want to do is exactly what happened last week on the sideline. You've already seen Odell Beckham. You've already seen his display, and that's just him. Now, if you want Kareem Hunt and Jarvis Landry to do the same thing, if you guys lose another game, then you can keep trotting Baker out there when he's hurt, and you can turn a really good positive season into a negative one and just keep trotting him out there hurt. But you have to – when coaches say this for real, I got to put my team in the best position to win a football game. You're really not doing that if you put Baker Mayfield out there and he can't complete a pass, or he can't throw the ball, or he can't get the ball to his playmakers. When these games count, you have an opportunity to do something you haven't done here in a long time, which is make the playoffs. So you know, Baker, we know you want to play. But we got sometimes you got to protect your players from themselves. And if he can't play and he's truly hurt, then you got to do what's best for the rest of the 53-man roster and put somebody in that can help them win football games.
Well, let me ask you this, Garrett, because Lyman and I both went on record. We had Kidd record it to make sure that, no matter, say they went with Case Keenum, because we don't know. Maybe they will go with Case Keenum, and we just don't know. Kevin Stefanski has tried to keep a lot of things close to his chest. If they go to Case Keenum plays very, very well, and they beat Cincinnati, Lyman and I both went on record and said this is still Baker Mayfield's job if he's able to go. What are your thoughts?
I agree. Like, I'm not gonna go that route and, you know, put Case Keenum in, because here's the thing. You still have to figure out what Baker Mayfield is or what he isn't. You know, Case Keenum in one game sample size against the Cincinnati Bengals ain't gonna get it done. I need to figure out what Baker Mayfield can do against the cream of the crop, which is the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I need to figure out what we're doing with that. I need to figure out if we're going to give him a fifth-year option. I need to figure out what Baker Mayfield is so I can make an informed decision on what I need to do moving forward at the quarterback position. And putting Case Keenum in against the Bengals and a rookie quarterback, and he's looking good, is not going to do anything for me at that point.
Garrett Bush, join us. You'll get to hear us coming up this weekend. Fans, Sunday tailgate, get you ready for Cleveland Browns football. Really curious about how you think this Odell stuff is going behind the scenes. What I mean by that is we didn't criticize him for being emotional over the weekend, but if you're Odell Beckham, you're in year two and it was supposed to be all about year 2020. Talked about it all last year. You're sitting there in the mid-20s in targets, the mid-40s in receptions, and late 30s in yards. That's not Odell Beckham Jr. Do you think he's getting upset behind the scenes despite the fact they're 4-2?
Yeah, I think he's a little upset. And, you know, he has a right to be upset. And I think people misconstrue this all the time. When you look at it, he is one of the most elite receivers in the league. He's healthy. When you're not getting the football, it's not because it's a selfish thing. You can take not getting the football and win football games. That's cool. But if I'm healthy and I'm one of the best receivers in the game and I'm not getting the football and I think I can help this team win football games, of course I'm going to be upset, because I'm saying, hey, I think I can change and affect this football game. I think I can change and affect the game in a positive way to put our team in a position to win these games. And I'm not being utilized. So any player, no matter what it is, it would be the equivalent of Myles Garrett being off the field on third down. Myles Garrett's going to say, why am I only on the field the first two downs? I'm a pass rusher. I'm an elite pass rusher. I need to be on the field to be able to affect the game and do what I do best, which is get sacks. So that's the reason OBJ is saying, hey, let me give out the opportunity to do what I do best, and that's to catch passes. And, you know, I don't understand why people would be upset at that. That's what he does for a living, and he's going to want to get the ball to help his team win. And 4-2 is a good record, but everybody's supposed to strive to continue to have the best record possible. So I don't see it as a big thing. And I actually think it is a good thing.
60 seconds, Garrett. Give me a name for a trade. Come on.
Ooh.
Come on. Putting you on the spot.
60 for a trade. Man, that's tough. I don't even need a trade. Just go get Earl Thomas.
No. Garrett, don't do that.
Listen, Ken, I'm going to tell you what. Earl Thomas, you don't have to lose any assets. And the whole distraction thing, I'm going to tell you like this. Look, I'm a coach. If you are really saying that the Cleveland Browns are turning the corner and Kevin Stefanski is a coach that you said he is, you look Earl Thomas in the eyes and say, listen, you want to get an opportunity to prove that you're not done.
So, cool. So wait, whoa. John Harbaugh isn't much of a coach? Pete Carroll isn't much of a coach?
Hey, listen. Sometimes you can't do that based on what they didn't do. Sometimes you got to think that you can do something differently.
All right.
And you say, look, I'm going to coach him up. I'm going to do something differently. And that's what Bill Belichick does. He doesn't shy away from other players because other coaches couldn't control people. He goes out and says, hey, Cam Newton, other people didn't understand you. Hey, Antonio Brown, other players can understand you. Well, guess what? I can. Come on in here and let me see what I can do.
Garrett, we thank you very much for the time. All the best. We'll listen to you tomorrow at 8.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Garrett Bush joining us on the show. Follow him on Twitter at GBush91, host of the Barbershop tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. right here on The Fan on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got the dangerous one coming up at 9. We do the Friday 5 next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.